As if Mike's words had given him just the help he'd needed, Omar fired three sizzlers in a row for the first out. Two fly balls added the last two outs, and the Giants were back up to bat. Omar led off with a double to right field. While Mike warmed up on deck, the second batter, Monk Solomon, took four balls for a walk. Now's my chance to make up for that missed catch, Mike thought as he approached the plate. The first pitch came in just at waist level, and Mike swung hard. A solid hit down the first base line. Dropping the bat, Mike took off. The Arrows' first baseman, Jim Morrow, rushed forward and scooped up the ball. Mike put on a burst of speed, but Jim beat him to the bag. Mike was out. A strikeout and a pop-up ended the inning. The Arrows could do nothing in the third. But the Giants, at their turn at bat, made a turnaround and came up with two runs. The fourth and fifth innings went scoreless for both teams. The Arrows didn't add to their 4-2 lead in the top of the sixth either. The Giants, on the other hand, earned two runs to tie up the game before the inning ended. That's more like it, Mike thought excitedly. Too bad you're missing this one, Harry. It's a humdinger. As Mike got his glove and ran onto the field, a familiar voice entered his mind. It sure is, it said. Mike's heart jumped. There, in his usual spot, tail snapping back and forth, was Harry. Hey, how'd you get here? Mike cried. Harry grinned. You'll never guess, he said, and pointed his nose toward the stands. Mike glanced up and saw his mother watching him with a smile. A call from a teammate reminded Mike the inning was about to start. What changed your mind? He asked Harry as he ran toward second base. I'll explain later. Just get out there and play some heads-up ball, replied Harry. The Arrows threatened to break the 4-4 tie at the top of the seventh. Their first batter nailed a single and Omar walked the second. A flyout held the two runners at first and second. But then the Arrows' strongest batter, Robbie McAllister, came to bat. Get ready, pal, Harry said. He looks like he means business. Mike crouched down low.